Joining me now is NPR's Brian Naylor, who's been following the day's developments and indeed the entire story. I think the first thing to establish is, have the authorities formally called these two men sniper suspects as yet?
Well, not yet formally. As Jennifer said, we still haven't gotten the formal word from anybody publicly saying that these two are the guys, but every indication is that they are. They've been saying that behind privately, and clearly what they're trying to do is put together all of the pieces of this puzzle to get as much firmed up before they come out and talk about the case publicly.
And do you know of anything further that's happening at the federal court in Baltimore?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, in about 40-45 minutes from now, Mr. Muhammad is going to have his initial court appearance before Magistrate Judge Beth Gessner. We expect he'll be charged in relation to the gun charge that he faces, which is basically he's violating terms of a restraining order pertaining to a divorce proceeding in Washington State. Prosecutors are expected to meet. Before I go there, I should say that earlier this afternoon, there was a closed-door hearing for Mr. Malvo.
For the younger man.
For the younger man. He is a juvenile, and so it was behind closed doors. We don't know what, if anything, he was charged with. Tomorrow, prosecutors are expected to meet in the morning to decide among themselves, the federal and state prosecutors, to decide which charges they will bring against these two individuals.
So basically the terms of prosecution are still being sifted through.
I think so. I think that's why we haven't heard very much yet. They're still going over the evidence, and they're still determining, you know, who has the best case, who has the best jurisdiction, where the evidence points to which cases.
Okay, Brian, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Brian Naylor.